stain.
Signs that uncomfortable heat might be endangering your health. I'm Christy King.
Still ahead here on WTOP, Christian Toto with HollywoodandToto.com reviews two things for us. The horror film Men, all about toxic masculinity, and the George Carlin documentary on HBO. It's 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Chicago, stocks took a big tumble at the start of trading, but pulled just about even with bargain hunters looking for value at the end of another brutal week of pessimism. CBS's Errol Barnett.
There are danger signs everywhere tonight for the American consumer. The cost of gas continues to rise.
The prices are getting crazy.
Food prices are spiking.
We don't have that kind of money.
And corporate profits are taking major hits, sending markets plummeting this week. The Dow down for seven straight weeks, the worst Wall Street performance in more than two decades.
The Dow ended the day up 9 points. The Nasdaq dropped 34. A tornado rips through a northern Michigan town, killing at least one person and sending 23 people to a hospital. Frank McClellan got caught up in the storm in Gaylord, roughly 230 miles northwest of Detroit.
All of a sudden, we could see explosions. Traffic lights must have been, I don't know if it's traffic lights or transformers or something, but there were explosions coming our way.
Multiple homes and businesses have been damaged. Another roadblock for President Biden's plan to end a Trump-era policy, CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell explains.
A federal judge in Louisiana has blocked the Biden administration from ending a policy to expel migrants seeking asylum to prevent the spread of COVID. At least 20 states sued to stop the administration from lifting the order known as Title 42. Customs and Border Protection say it has turned away nearly 2 million migrants under Title 42. The policy was set to end on Monday.
The administration is expected to appeal the ruling. The Archbishop of San Francisco says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be denied Holy Communion. More from CBS's Steve Futterman.
It all has to do with abortion and Nancy Pelosi's longtime support of a woman's right to choose. San Francisco Archbishop Salvador Cordiglione says Pelosi's stance has concerned him for some time.
More recently, with her advocacy for codifying the Roe decision in federal law, it's becoming more and more extreme.
He made his comments on the Gloria Purvis podcast. In a written statement, the Archbishop said Pelosi is perpetrating a grave evil. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
We're learning more about a scuffle in South Korea that has two Secret Service agents in hot water. More from CBS's Steve Dorsey.
Sources tell CBS News one special agent and one security specialist were sent home after one of them got into a physical altercation with a local taxi driver Thursday night. The two had been bar hopping. Police responded, no one was detained, but they're investigating it as an assault.
The two employees have been put on administrative leave during the investigation. This is CBS News.
Now to exclusive reporting from CBS News.
Join Gail King, Tony DeCopel, and Nate Burleson for original reporting. CBS Mornings, weekday mornings on CBS.
8:03 here on WTOP. It is Friday evening, May 20th, 2022. 85 in Roslyn, down to the 70s and 60s in places. A dangerously hot weekend ahead. Stay with us for the full forecast here on WTOP. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. The top local stories we're following this hour. Reaction continues to come in after that sharply worded report about the poor state of public schools in Virginia. The state's education department says student performance is down by all measures. And that's not all.
There's been a growing achievement gap. That's according to a report released by the Virginia Department of Education. It pointed out a drop in reading test results from 2017 to 2019 among students in third through eighth grade.
So again, just cherry picking this information.
Atif Carney served as the state secretary of education under former governor Ralph Northam. He disagrees with some of the findings and says while there is opportunity to improve, there's been progress.
If we get more reading specialists, the quality of education would improve. There's no mention of that in this report.
Now, school leaders say the report is just the starting point when it comes to testing and revising accreditation standards, as well as putting more focus on equity at the state and local level. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
A special grand jury will investigate the way Loudoun County handled two high-profile sexual assaults at its high schools. The state's attorney general was directed to do this by Governor Glenn Youngkin, who made it a campaign issue last year, But Loudoun County schools are pushing back in court. It's a story first reported by WTOP.
The Loudoun County School Board is suing the state and Attorney General Jason Meares. The suit seeks a temporary injunction against any further actions by the special grand jury that's been convened. It says Governor Youngkin's executive order went beyond his authority and the use of the special grand jury is unlawful. It says Youngkin's executive order was a fishing expedition and the special grand jury is intended for criminal matters, not policy issues. Some of the records and testimony subpoenaed have involved LCPS transgender policy and Facebook posts. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A spokeswoman for Meares tells WTOP the investigation will continue. A spokeswoman for the governor says it's troubling that the Loudoun County School Board doesn't want to cooperate. She asks, what are they hiding? And our Neil Augenstein gets into the nitty-gritty details of this controversial story on tonight's episode of the DMV Download. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. It's 8:05. A car hit four pedestrians in Annandale today. It happened a little before noon. The impact sent everyone to the hospital, including the driver and a passenger. After the car left the road, hit the pedestrians, went through both a sign and a fence, finally coming to rest in a parking lot. One woman has life-threatening injuries. It all happened on Maple Place near Columbia Pike. Fairfax County Police say the collision does not appear to be intentional. It is hot right now, even reaching the lower 90s in places this afternoon. It's only going to get hotter and more humid throughout the weekend. We're talking about dangerous weather here. It's good to remember the signs of heat stroke.
You're in trouble. It's an emergency when you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat, a rapid, strong pulse, feel dizzy or confusion, and have an oral temperature greater than 103.
Get to the closest emergency room or dial 911.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says to avoid getting sick from the heat, seek shade, take breaks, stay hydrated, and avoid caffeine and alcohol. Also,
don't rely on your fan as your primary cooling device because fans create an airflow and that gives you a false sense of comfort. They actually do not reduce your body temperatures.
Christy King, WTOP News.
Well, still ahead here on WTOP, we do have that full weekend forecast. Find out exactly how hot it could get. And then we'll check in with film critic Christian Toto. He has a new theatrical release. It's called Men, a new horror movie. And you can sit at home and watch HBO Max and learn more about George Carlin's life. We'll find out how that documentary is. Stay close to WTOP.
At the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we understand that some people are afraid of the dentist. We get it. We are experts in providing comfort, care, and compassion. We don't judge. We don't lecture. We simply help you find your smile again. Our spa-like facility offers you a relaxing and comforting environment, and we offer many sedation options. No pain, no fear, no lectures. Don't wait. Schedule an appointment today. Visit Cascades1.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
The most perfect house in your neighborhood surprisingly came up for sale. Landscaped, upgrades, and priced right. It was envied by everyone. So much so that two neighbors contacted realtors to put their homes on the market. You